I think so, Chris. Look, at the start of last season, we were rank outsiders, let's be honest. Everyone knew that there was grueling hard work behind the scenes just to keep the club alive for a number of years after the Celtic Tiger downturn. A lot of hard work went on behind the scenes. Probably on the pitch, fair to say we had a review before the last interview process about where the club was going and what kind of philosophy we wanted to inject into our football operation. Ollie Horgan was brought in, as well as Joe Boyle, Declan Boyd, Trevor Scanlon on the underage side of things. James Gallagher was came on board as well. So it was fantastic. You know, the start of the season, we started off, we weren't conceding many goals. I think a lot of the teams from down the country didn't really feel that Finn Harps would be there at the end of it. But we held firm, and the players were just fantastic. The attitude was brilliant. They had a huge travel schedule during the season. All came down then. Fair play to Wexford Utes. What went through as champions, another good, hard working team. Then we played UCD, of course, we're everybody's favourites. A lot of really good players in the first playoff match, got through that. Then the Limerick match, we really didn't, as a club, we haven't had a night like that in years. The expectation, anticipation, the phones never stopped ringing for tickets. And it couldn't have happened in more dramatic style, as you say. Going into extra time, the atmosphere was fantastic. And since that night, you know, the goodwill towards the club has been fantastic. I suppose there was a moment where, after the elation died down, we thought, oh my God, what have we done? There's Premier license to be got. There's a huge amount of money to be raised. But, you know, it probably came a year before. We expect it to really be challenging for promotion, but we're here now, and we've been putting preparations in. We started the licensing process just shortly after we got promoted. We work hand in hand with the FEI licensing department. There's basically five aspects to it: legal, financial, sporting. The infrastructure side, which Trevor deals with, very important, because that basically deals with the upgrades to Finn Park, and Trevor will talk a bit about that. So we've been working hard, Chris. We have a big meeting on Tuesday and in the clannery at 7:30, and we're just basically going to be running people through, you know, what has been done so far and what still has to be done. And then we're obviously going to look at the footballing side of things. Ollie Horgan's going to be there, and he's going to talk about the squad and the fixture list and how we see things going. But certainly, yeah, the phones are already ringing with people looking for tickets for the Derry City match, which is incredible because it's 4 weeks off. And so, yeah, a lot of hard work done, a lot to do, but it's great to be involved.
And, you know, let's put it in perspective. When Harps were back in the Premiership before, there was a lot of money put into the team. The club's budget was not too far shy of €1 million to run it for a season. Things got pared right back to sort of the €250,000 mark, €300,000. But realistically, you know, in this day and age, in the Premiership, like in the top leagues in most countries, I mean, there's a big gulf between the top sides and a lot of the other clubs. And the Harps are up against clubs that the budget could be two or three times what Harps have, even more.
Even more, to be honest, Chris. We know the wages players are getting paid at some of the top clubs. A lot of these clubs will have benefactors. They're not just relying on the normal revenue streams. After the last time, I don't think it's any secret, you know. I mean, I think it's important in the context that, you know, the League of Ireland, we lost a lot of clubs the last time. You know, we lost the likes of Cork, Derry City, Galway United, and they obviously started up again, and you guys, and we need all those big clubs there. Harps, we decided to keep going, pay off the debt. And this time around, we're not going to be going with a big budget. We'll be one of a couple of part-time teams in it, to be honest. We're looking to obviously retain our Premier status, pure and simple. It's going to be a huge challenge, as last year was. This is an even bigger challenge again. But I think if you know, anybody who's watched our team, to see that they, you know, that they're fit, they're organised, they're motivated, they prepare properly. So a lot of the time they were professional and everything, but name, you know. All these lads have jobs. I can't speak highly enough of them. So it's going to be difficult. We're going to have not just a bad night, we're going to have a bad month. And I think it's, you know, on Tuesday we'll discuss how, you know, everybody's got to stick together, because, you know, looking at the points over the last 5 years, 30 points would see you clear off not just the bottom spot, maybe the playoff spot as well. Can we do that? Huge, huge task. Everybody's favourites to go down, but we do revel a bit in that rest of the country doubting us a bit, and it's just really important that people stick with us through those little periods during the season where we find things a little difficult.
As we know, when Harps are going well, like most teams, the attendance swells. I mean, and there is a great potential support there. Down through the years, there's always been this talk of the sleeping giant of the Northwest, and the giant does awake occasionally. But it's, I suppose it's worth pointing out two things. One, Harps, more so than maybe any other team in the whole country, are more of a county team, almost like a Gaelic team, in the sense that there is a county-wide support which few other clubs have. And also worth making the point that maybe Harps more dependent on the actual numbers of people through the gates than other clubs, because the commercial opportunities may not be quite the bigger clubs have.
I think so. It's an unusual place to set up a senior club, let's be honest. It's a very rural environment, but that's part of our, I suppose, our identity. If you look at our, I was just looking through our season ticket sales the other day, and they're so far and widespread, as you say. You know, you've got Inishowen, Letterkenny, Ballybuffet, the Finn Valley, over to the south of the county, Donegal Town, west of the county, Gweedore. From everywhere, right across the county. You don't have a hub of people there, or a hub or a commercial hub where you can get a lot of sponsorship from. And that is always a problem for us, as is the petrol costs of supporters, players, board members, volunteers, everybody coming to either training or meetings, what have you. However, as you say, the good side of that is it really is a Donegal club. It's a county-wide club, and it's got a very strong identity with everybody. And you could see that with the elation after the result the last time. So I think it's important to get across to people. You know, the gates are important, and it's important people stick with us. Gates will only ever account, I think, that over a 4 or 5 year period, we saw that gates account for about 25-26% of your expenditure. So we have a lot of fundraising to do, and the signs are that people think things are being done very well. We've got a good underage structure. We've got a good ethos in the first team. And so we've got a draw coming out, and there's various ways people can help. There's also ways people can help when practical things like stewarding and so on, which Trevor will cover. So we're hopeful that on Tuesday night people come along, see the plans, and then we'll get out details over the next few weeks to Highland and other people about how people can get on board. And it's a huge challenge. It's a massive challenge, but hopefully with everybody's support, we can get there.
Trevor Gordon, you're infrastructure coordinator. Now, many Finn Harps fans will know that Finn Park hasn't changed too much over the years, and yet, as the stone is flung across the Finn, less than a kilometre away, there is this new ground in place. It's taking a while to get there. But now, perhaps more so than ever, having got into the Premier Division, it's giving a fresh impetus for the club, and that may well be the springboard to really get this new stadium developed.
We would certainly hope so, Chris. Yeah, I mean, as you say, the new stadium hasn't been progressing as people would have liked. And again, I'm not directly involved in that ground development side of the club at the moment, but I know that they're disappointed that it certainly wasn't progressed even onto site more last year. And at the minute, there's various talks going on, and as you say, it has lit a fire under it a wee bit, the fact that we're back in the Premier Division now again. The Ground Development Committee are talking to people in the Department of Sport kind of frantically, I think, at the moment, and things are going very well. And it's in a position now, basically, Pat Salafra, the chairperson of the Ground Development Committee, is able to tell me that, you know, once the department confirm funding for the project is going to be in place for the next stage of construction, then it will go back to site as soon as that happens. So that's just what we're waiting on. Mm-hmm. And then, as you say, because of that situation, I suppose there's a bit of a limbo there where the club find themselves in regards to the existing ground, where there's no point in pouring dead money into it, and they've been told in the past by both the FAI and the department not to upgrade. Mm-hmm. But now we find ourselves at a higher level, and where standards are higher. And for that reason, we're looking at having to do some works to Finn Park. We're also then, I suppose, in the context of the new stadium being on the horizon, we're able to maybe go to the FAI and seek derogation on some aspects of the infrastructure criteria that are there under the Premier Division.
Am I right in saying that Premier Division clubs is one of the stipulations normally you're meant to have, is it 1,500 seats?
1,500 seats, yeah, is one thing where we will definitely be seeking a derogation. Obviously, works to of that level of investment on Finn Park are out of the question. The FA wouldn't be expecting us to do that, I don't think. So, I mean, we'll be obviously, as part of our application we've made to them, we'll be looking for a derogation on that aspect. There'll be a number of other things as well, which we're not quite there on. But surprisingly, if you only maybe two or three other things, we'll be seeking a kind of a pass on.
So there's no real danger or fear that at this late stage that the FAI could come back and say, hey, guys, it's not up to...
We don't expect so, no. We've almost, as Aidan said, the work on this started nearly straight away after the Limerick game, and within about a week of that, we had meetings with the FAI. We had our kind of annual inspection, which had been taking place by an independent engineering firm. So we would have had all that information coming in and identifying to us basically the gap analysis, I suppose, as the FAI would call it, between where we are and where and what the infrastructure criteria for a Category 2 licence would be. And we've been working on that ever since, basically, then, to see what aspects we can improve with small investment, and what aspects that we're going to go back and say, look, lads, we're not going to do this. We're looking at maybe a new stadium within the next couple of years. There's no point in doing this. And they're heavily involved in both the new stadium as well, the FAI infrastructure people.
So all going well and Harps stay up, will there be a second derogation for the following season, or would the pressure be on then to move across to Stranraer?
We're probably talking to them at this stage, even in the best case scenario of work starting, we're probably talking to them about two more seasons where we are. So obviously each year's licence is decided on its own merits. We apply now for this 2016 season. We'll be back talking to them about 2017, hopefully for a Premier licence again, and we'll cross that bridge then. But again, they're on the same kind of page that we're on, really. Yeah.
So it's all down to more money as well.
It is. Yeah. But no, we've outlined a lot of things that we have to do. We have, since I came in, you mentioned the euphoria of the Limerick game, and I suppose that was kind of what maybe ended up with some people like me making promises to help out. And I've come back in now to look after this infrastructure thing, and so have a lot of other people. And we've got a great team now. We've another guy there, Willie Doherty, who's kind of taken on the kind of the operations side of it. And Patsy Patton is also up there. Seamus Geller, obviously, on the board. We've a lot of people doing work, just rolling up their sleeves even since then. We've addressed a lot of the issues where there's an annual safety inspection by that engineering firm, as I mentioned. They would have identified a list of sort of areas we need to improve, and a lot of those things have already been taken care of. They're minor things like, you know, painting, tidying up bits of fencing, just maintenance type issues. We've already also identified things maybe on licence in front where we're a bit short. Things like our floodlights, which we're going to sort of try and upgrade as best we can, but we still may not meet the Premier standard. We need to maybe install some kind of a control room. The match night management, as Aidan alluded to stewarding there, is obviously up a level this season too. So we need to get our facilities and our team in place there. One of the main kind of two of the main improvements that we are going to be making is we have already underway some kind of renovations to the dressing rooms and the shower areas, which again, because we've been sitting in this kind of limbo for so long, they're just been kind of held together with sticky tape nearly over the years, bits, and they're kind of at a critical stage where we've looked at them now for Premier Division football. We're doing a renovation and a renewal of the dressing rooms and the showers and the plumbing and the boilers and things like that. We'll outline a bit more about that on Tuesday night, and where people can maybe help us with that too, possibly in terms of skills, materials, you know, plumbing materials, anything that people can bring to the table on a kind of a collective basis like that. And the other thing that we've just kind of finalised in the last sort of 24 hours, the town end terrace on Finn Park there, as it was due to it also being quite sort of out of date, crucially not having any crush barriers for crowd control there, the capacity that would have been allocated to that terrace under our safety certificate for the stadium would have been sort of quite low. So it made, when we looked at a situation like Limerick there, where we had sort of back to near capacity crowds again, it makes life a bit more tricky for the match night team to control, you know, safety wise, if our capacity is kind of at the pin of its collar, really. So we looked at a proposal with the FAA and with the structural engineer who did the safety inspection as to what could possibly be done there. They came up with a design for us for a crush barrier, which would significantly improve the capacity there. So we've been looking at that for the last while, costing it up, and thankfully there just yesterday we were able to confirm a good partnership with Boner Engineering here in town Boners have been sort of helping me out with it from the start, but they were able to step up and now they're going to sponsor significantly the cost of installing that barrier, and that's enabled the board to agree to go ahead and do that work.
Because the capacity was as little as 3,200 or something like that.
It was, and that was partly to do with the match night plan that was in place. Yeah. The capacity is around 4,000 overall, and this work will actually bring it up to maybe about 4,500. Yeah. But crucially, it'll give us a bit more flexibility as numbers we can put in each different part of the ground.
Great. Time is running against us, so I'll bring Aidan back in. Aidan, just to stress this meeting on Tuesday night, who should be there and what will you hear?
Anybody who has any interest in Finn Harps, wants to come meet some of the players, wants to come meet some of the management, come hear Ollie talk about his hopes for the season ahead. We'll have forms there for people who want to fill out if they want to help out in any way. As Trevor said, look, guys like me and Trevor can do so much, but in the end it does belong to everybody, the club. I just want to quickly mention the likes of Frank Larkin, who has come on with license. Frank is the disability access officer who has come on the team, and Frank brings a lot of expertise with that. Ed McNeilis, who's come on with supporter liaison officer, and the licensing comes from UEFA. This is UEFA licensing across the board, so it's a quite rigorous document, but it's there to raise standards, so we do have to embrace it. You know, a lot of people have been talking, I think an important point to make, and say, look, the Derry game's going to sell out and tickets are already looking like they'll be at a premium. It's important to realise that in July, for example, we'll go 4 weeks without a home game. So what you make there has to do over a long period of time. So it really is, you know, up to us now to get out there and talk to people, and hopefully people will come to us and help us out now with our fundraising activities, and come along on Tuesday, have a chat with some of the players and Ollie, and hear what the plans on the field are as well.
From 7:30 in the Clannery Hotel.
7:30 from the Clannery, yeah.
Grand, great. Aidan Campbell, Commercial Manager, Trevor Gordon, Infrastructure Coordinator with Finn Harps, and many thanks for coming into studio, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Cheers.